Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
Welcome back to Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. Let's send it over to the voice of the Browns, Jim Donovan, who is standing by in the red zone, presented by Dunkin' Donuts. Jim!
Thanks very much, Jameer. And our guest in the red zone this week is Browns rookie running back Trent Richardson. And welcome to the show. And boy, I have to tell you, on behalf of Cleveland, it is great to see you in the Browns backfield. I can't tell you how many people would come up and say, is he okay? Is he ready to go? When's he going to practice? When's he going to play? So that eased a lot of people's fears when you played last week. How did it feel to get in there?
You know, it felt good, you know, being out there for the first time and, you know, just getting into game situations and, you know, catching up to the speed of the game. I've been out for a while, so it was, you know, a game experience. It was a dream experience for me, so.
Yeah, talk about a baptism, though, under fire. I mean, some guys had four preseason games and a lot of practices before that. You had a few practices, and then all of a sudden you went, you had the procedure done on your knee. You did not play in the preseason. So are you finding that you're catching up?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, me, I was in the film room every day, all day while I was out. You know, but it's different when you're not on the field. And so, you know, I was behind. You know, I was a little rusty the first game. But I think, you know, it's starting to come along just fine.
So what is it like the second week now as you get ready for the Bengals game?
Everything just coming together. Everything flowing good. Our time is getting down with the offensive line and stuff. They're getting used to my game speed. Everything is coming along, you know, learning the right coverages and stuff like that, blitz pickups and, you know, all type of different stuff that you need to know while you're on the field.
Boy, you were the last player introduced in the pregame introductions. You came running through that tunnel, packed house at Brown Stadium. Could you hear them? They went wild when number 33, Trent Richardson, was announced to the crowd.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That was a feeling that you got to embrace and you got to relish, man, because that moment there, you know, it just took a lot of butterflies for me. And, like, everybody's rooting. You know, they ready to see me run.
Okay, they are ready to see you run, but when you're the number 3 overall choice and you're the team's top draft choice, everybody is kind of expecting big, big runs every time you get your hands on the ball. But there was a signature Trent Richardson run, even on opening day, even after he had not played in any preseason games. You get the ball in the Browns' backfield, running against the Eagles' defense, and then bang, there's some room, and then there's a big bang when safety Kurt Coleman comes up to make the hit, and lo and behold, he ends up with no helmet, no mouth guard, everything flying up in the air. Tell us about that run.
Well, you know, they made a big hole for me. And so it was an opportunity. You know, he was coming up to me. And like I said before, it's either he going to hit me or I'm going to hit him. And, you know, running backs, we don't like to take that many hits, man. And for me, I like to get an initial hit. And I like to, you know, let the tone be set. And, hey, let you know I'm coming at you all game.
So that is Trent Richardson.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
That's the running back we're going to see here.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. Oh, yeah, that's what you're going to get.
What about the philosophy that at some point, and as you get into this and get even healthier and more into the game after shaking off, probably there was a little bit of rust in your game because you had been away from it a little bit, the ability to make people miss, that will be a big help, I think, for you, for the Browns offense. You're ready to do that, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. That's one of the biggest things in my game. A lot of people just see me running over people. I like to make people miss a lot. Like I said, I'm more than one-dimensional guy. I like to do a lot of stuff in the game.
It was pretty amazing. You had 19 carries in the game. And, you know, a lot of people had pregame, had you figured at, you know, maybe 10, 12 plays. But the coach said on Monday, it was hard to get them out of the game. I mean, you didn't want to come out of the game, even though it was your first game and your first game back.
Oh, yeah. He was trying to pull me out. I was like, Coach, I'm good. I'm ready. I'm staying in. Ain't nothing you can tell me. And, when it comes to, you know, when you're in game situations, man, you don't want to be pulled out of the game.
Let's talk about this week. Now, you're going to get into a situation which will be completely different than college. You're in the division now. You'll see these guys Sunday. You'll see them in a few weeks here in Cleveland. You know, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Pittsburgh. That's where you're going to cut your teeth as a team because you want to win. You got to win in the division, and you're going to play these teams twice. What do you see in the Bengals coming up on Sunday?
Well, you know, they like to use their defensive line a lot, and their linebackers like to come uphill. So you just got to go right at them. You got to run at them. They try to be physical. They try to hit you in my first, but, you know, you really got to get that initial punch to them.
Yeah. Are you noticing in these NFL defenses the amazing level of play that these guys have?
I really haven't, you know, got to pay attention to. I really just try to focus on my job. and do what I can to, you know, make sure that we on a, you know, upright, you know, as far as, you know, running the ball or pass blocking, whatever I need to do. I really, you know, got to pay attention to them, you know, when we watch different film on different weeks of, you know, the different teams we play. I don't watch everybody else. I just pay attention to the people that we play.